Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good
all
the time. Yes. We have a powerful video. It's about an hour long. But we don't have it here. It's okay, Viv. Viv worked hard all day putting it together. But we do have another video that we do want to show tonight. I want to start off by going to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We are going to show you tonight something and discuss some things in the area of reality. You know, I hear many people say, "Oh man, make it real. Make me, man, I'm real." Well, most people don't even know who they are. Make it real. They're so deceived, they need to make it real, but they can't get real because they don't know. Making it real has to do with a reality, and reality is God's time. Many of us have seen movies and things of Hollywood and, you know. And there's so many things that are going on in the world right now that I just really believe that the Lord is just really opening and exposing many things. And in this, you know, I had a discussion with the Lord about multiple things, but there were certain things that were really burning in my spirit. And you know, the battle of good and evil is a continuous battle. It has been manifested in God's creation. And because it's been manifested in God's creation, it will be here. I truly believe that there will always be a battle. Everyone will always have a free will. But those who choose to follow Christ will always have victory, regardless of what. You know, one of the things that when God created Adam, and of course he removed Lucifer, and he sentenced him, Lucifer, to the earth and its atmosphere. And when the Lord created Adam to rule the earth, and even Adam's image, he created them with a free will. God was creating a race that would be in his image and likeness. One of the things that Lucifer, Satan, always wants to do is be like God and create his own race. And so, you know, when the Word tells us, okay, so Adam fell and Eve fell, then it says that they began to multiply on the earth. Well, they produced offsprings, but in their offsprings, we might call it incest now. But at that time, it wasn't incest because it was the only way that they could multiply. So everybody got it. And then when the angels of Satan came down and took on women and then produced offsprings, and they became Nephilim, and then the Nephilim spirits became demons when God killed all the earth, one of the things that occurred during that time is that they were creating their own race. So they were interbreeding with their own. And it was creating their own race. And as they were interbreeding with their own race, they began to kill off human race. So that the offspring of Satan, the seed of Satan, the serpent seed of Satan, and his kingdom would begin to take over the world. And only Noah and his sons, we know, that escaped. Because everyone else was dead. Of the human race. they had destroyed them in multiple ways, whether it be cannibalism, whether one way or another. They murdered all humans but Noah and his family. And of course, we know that Noah's son married a hybrid, and so it continued. And even now, we see the differences in wealth. We see the differences in kingdoms and so forth in the earth. And I still believe, because even after the flood, that the Lord told Moses, do not allow your people, Israel, to take on wives of anyone else except for those who are of Israel, because God was establishing his race again, even though they were carrying a seed of the serpent, but they had dominion over it. God was promoting also his promised seed through that race. But what had happened is they were disobedient and they began to interbreed. So now you've got all kinds of things going on. Thank God Jesus came and restored everything so he could create his own race again. Those are born-again believers. But there's still a race that's on this earth that are hybrids that are still interbreeding and producing offspring. There are hybrids that know that there is no redemption, and their purpose is to destroy mankind, human race, and release their leader, Satan, who's been sentenced to the earth and its atmosphere, and release all the rest of their rulers, Zeus and all their other gods that were actually angels, fallen angels from God's kingdom, because they've been chained right now, so they can continue on to their race and rule. Is everybody with me? They're interdimensional beings. They have technology. People call them aliens. Well, they're actually demons or hybrids that are able to go from one dimension to another. They carry technology. They carry crafts so they can move quickly and so forth. I also believe that there are other planets. They are on other planets. But the reason why they want to take this one over is because this is where God sent to start his race. And Lucifer is always trying to imitate God. Is everybody with me? So in this, when we really... Okay, so the ruler of this world is Satan and his kingdom because he's been sentenced here. But we have dominion over it in Christ. But there are so many people that are still deceived. You know, there was a movie, and I share this over and over and over. When I watched the movie Matrix, I had such a witness in my spirit. It was incredible. And when I saw what the reality of it, in fact, the word Matrix is in the Bible. And it's like a maze. And I truly believe that so much the earth is in the matrix that there is a maze. And people do not realize what's going on. They don't realize that everything is pre-planned in Satan's kingdom. Because they can do things that make it seem like future. Remember, in the dimensional realms, space and time is different. So they can set things up that they already know. That's why when you go to a medium or somebody goes, you don't go to a mediums no more, I know that. But when you used to read your horoscopes and Ouija boards and eat fortune cookies and read those things and have someone read your palm and they tell you all these things. Some of those things, when you go pay for someone, I mean, there's many cons out there. But some of them have direct contact with demons and demonic influences that they can actually predict part of your future. Because you know what they're going to do? Make it happen. Because they can do that. So then what happens after that is, oh, wow, so it begins to happen. And you tell other people about this here, and they go there and so forth. But what happens afterwards is that person becomes a curse and usually ends up sick, dying of cancer, or some other goofy thing that usually happens down the road. Because a curse is a part of death. When people are cursed, that's a process of death, decaying. And there is so much deception. Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. And when we speak of Satan or we speak of Antichrist, we're not speaking specifically of one person. We're speaking according to his kingdom. They're also known as beasts. Beasts are associated with a person and a kingdom. And all of this is biblical in the aspect of, but the thing that we need to have is understanding in this. So, in 1 John chapter 5, or chapter 2, and verse 18, if you'll read it with me, please. It says, little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, he's speaking about a specific person here. Even now, many Antichrists have come. So what he's saying is there are many Antichrists right now that are here among us. Their purpose is to prepare for the Antichrist himself to come, to keep people in a slavery and bondage so that no one can see beyond the veil and keep them in the matrix. See, they get fed off of us emotionally also. They're waiting. They're just trying to prolong judgment until they get into place for everything. They believe that they can overcome judgment of God. They actually believe that they can defeat Jesus. So many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Look at this. They went out from us. Why? That means they've been among us. But they were not of us. They weren't of us. They were with us, but they were not of us. Why? Because they are of a different race. For if they had been with us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be what? Manifested. That none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Read 21 with me. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. So what he's doing is he's exposing those that are liars. Because they're not of the race of Christ. They are the race of Antichrist. Verse 22, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who what? Try to what? Deceive you. They try to deceive you. It says, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. You do not need that anyone teach you. In other words, we should know. We will be able to tell. You know, one of the things it says is you'll know them by their fruit. You'll know them by their agendas. By their motives, by their attitudes. You'll know them. You'll know that they have a purpose and agenda that doesn't witness to the Spirit of Christ because it's an Antichrist agenda. And you will not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it is taught you, you will abide in him. So we understand here that there are multiple antichrists right now. Is everybody with me? In fact, there are multiple antichrists that are ruling right now. They have waited for multiple years to infiltrate in areas to take control. And 1 John chapter 5, in verse 18. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Is everybody there? Let's speak this together. It says, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin. In other words, he has no fellowship with darkness. Whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him, because he knows. So he knows people by fruit. He knows by the Spirit. He knows what's in them. He knows whether they are anti-Christ or whether they are of Christ. He knows what race they are. Because there's one or the other. There's no in between. There's either anti-Christ or Christ. One or the other. Verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the what? Sway of the what? Wicked one. The whole world. The whole world lies under the sway. The whole world lies under deception. The whole world is deceived. The whole world. Does everybody get this? I'm telling you, the whole world is deceived. The whole world. They're under the sway. Everything is being manipulated. Everything is being played out. There's so much deception. There's so much political deception. There's so much governmental deception. They look like they're arguing with one another, but they know the agenda. The ones that are beginning to stand up in certain areas are the ones that know truth, that are the race of Christ trying to expose the Antichrist race. And we know, verse 19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Why? Because they open the door to the Antichrist. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Is everybody there? Verse 1. Let's speak it together. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one what? Deceive you. By any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. That means that people will be deceived. Many people will begin to fall away from Christ to follow Antichrist. Many will sell their soul for wealth and fame. Unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4. Who what? Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple, showing himself that he is God. And we know that that is Satan himself. Verse 5. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining that he may be revealed in his own time? For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And that is associated with the body of Christ. The race of Christ will eventually be taken out of the way. And Antichrist will rule all over. And those that don't even realize it, that are conned or deceived into the arena of Antichrist, will go through the wrath of God. Verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, and whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. So we know that's the end result. Verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion. God will allow this to happen, that they should believe in the lie, because they rejected him, so they will go forth. That they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved, by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through the sanctification by the Spirit and belief in truth. If you're here tonight, it's because he chose you. If you're watching and listening, it's because he's chose you. To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see that these events are coming. We are in the last days. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter 5, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. In verse 6. Let's speak it together. Ephesians 5, verse 6. Let what? No one. Everyone say no one. Deceive you with empty words. Well, we sure hear a lot of it all over, don't we? See, those who are the race of Christ, they're like, man, why don't people get this? Why don't they understand it? Because the race of Antichrist can't. They've been taken into delusion. And the only way that they're going to really get rescued. Is everybody on? Listen, you and I were born in the race of Antichrist, weren't we? Amen. And we were taken out. That's why we had to be born again, didn't we? The only way that these individuals are going to, some of them will come out of the Antichrist is through circumstances, events, disasters, traumas, near death, loss of loved ones, all kinds of things. That's the only way that some of them will come out. And then some of them will come out through the body of Christ who carries the presence of God in conviction to turn their hearts right with the Lord. It says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not what? Be partakers with them. Read it with me. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Expose them. Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are what? The days are what? Evil. Why? Because the ruler of this earth is Satan, and every single day is evil. Every day is evil. We just see evil exploding more and more. What used to be hidden is now brought forth. There is no care to who knows anymore. Why? Because they're in position. There's no care anymore. They lie right in front of them. They don't care anymore. Now listen, I'm not here to expose individuals. Does everybody got it? This is not to expose individuals. This is to expose Antichrist kingdom. And that's what this short clip is about. It's about exposing Antichrist kingdom. Because of things that are getting ready to happen. And this is a short clip, but we're going to get that large clip all together that's going to really expose a lot of stuff. Let me give you a quick, simple example. Hollywood. Think about Hollywood. I mean, just think about the deception that comes forth from Hollywood. That word Hollywood comes from a word that it's a wood that witches use. And it promotes what? Deception and so forth. Hollywood. Hello. That's just one of the things. There's so many multiple things that people do not realize what is behind it, behind the scenes, behind what's going on. People call bad things communism and this and that. Well, let me tell you what's behind all of it. Satan's kingdom, Antichrist. Antichrist, anti-Christian. Again, many Christians are being killed now, globally. This country has turned anti-Christ. It's ruled by anti-Christ now. Their whole purpose is to take your freedom away and keep you in slavery. But many people have been in slavery. This world is slavery. No matter where you go, the only way out of slavery is through Christ. But we're still living in the realm of slavery. We're still living in the realm of the matrix. And again, the only way out is through Christ. But we can have victory in this realm. It's not ruled by machines like it is in the matrix. It's ruled by dimensional beings. So I'd like you to watch this flick, and then I'm going to close with a scripture when we're done. Makes you think, doesn't it? It should. Chapter 7. The book of Daniel in chapter 7. Again, because we have the Spirit of Christ, we'll know all things. And God is preparing us. One of the purposes of this ministry is to expose darkness. It's not about a political thing or governmental thing or anything. It's about a fight between light and dark. It's about the race of Christ and the race of Antichrist. And our purpose is to try and penetrate as many places as possible to rescue so that people are not lost forever. But this is a reality. This is true. And we can't just ignore the things that are going around us and hope things are going to get better, because they're not. They're not. to have a form of getting better, but it's just another trap to suck in people. The only way we'll get better and peace will come is when the Prince of Peace himself comes, the King of Glory. We are closer than what we really realize. The deception is great, tremendously great. And it's really up to us, as the body of Christ and the race of Christ, to expose the race of Antichrist. Personally, I believe what's happening right now is everything is prepared to usher in the Antichrist himself. We will know in the events that are coming, because one of the events that will have to occur is a 7-year treaty. And in the middle of that treaty will be broke. And Satan himself will replace the Antichrist. They're all known as beasts. There's multiple beasts. And then there'll be 3.5 years of the wrath of God. I hope we won't be here. The Bible says that we are not accounted for the wrath of God, so we should be removed. And that event that Satan is revealed in the temple and the abomination according to the book of Daniel, I believe that will be manifested on the Feast of Trumpets. In Daniel chapter 7 and verse 21, let's read this together. And Daniel had a visit from the Lord, and he was an angel, and he was explaining to him all about what was happening and the beasts and the kingdoms and so forth. And he says, I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus, he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from the other kingdoms. He shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones. He shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High. He shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and laws. And that's happening right now. The Constitution is being changed. It's ignored. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half time. That's 3.5 years. So we know that at that time, they'll be in a time of tribulation. But the court shall be seated. They shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and the dominion, the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. So we know the end result, don't we? But in the meantime, we've got to continue and not be misled and not get sucked in to all the traditions of man and the traditions of the world. That's why the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate. When we have this other video put together, you'll see multiple things of the deception, multiple rules that have been created and things that have been changed. The Federal Reserve, which is not even associated with our government. Things of income tax. Do you know that your income tax does not put one penny to a road, a school, education, unemployment. Your income tax puts nothing back into the United States at all. Not one penny. Your income tax pays the interest of the loan back to the Federal Reserve, ruled by bankers, ruled by Satan's kingdom, ruled by Antichrist. All your labor tax is going to interest the whole country, the whole world. All the world's labor tax goes as interest to Satan's kingdom. We'll learn more about that later, though. This is reality. This is what's happening. We are to know the truth. The truth makes us free. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and stop paying your income tax. Hello? Because you go to jail. But there are those who have fought in it and don't go to jail. But we have a job to do. We don't have time to sit in jail for something we believe that is right. We do what we have to do because we're on a mission. And we want to fulfill this mission. We want to stand strong and steadfast in whatever comes our way and be prepared. Our purpose is to rescue souls, regardless of what. Amen? We have a call, which is to battle. Our purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom, and our destiny is to infiltrate the world system with the talents and abilities God has given us. We have a choice to obey or disobey. We either stay in the race of Christ or fall away into the race of Antichrist. Everyone has a free will. The choice is yours. Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed in revelation and impartation will be protected by the blood and will grow and bear fruit for your glory. We thank you, Lord, that we don't walk in fear, but we walk in power, love, and sound mind. May you bless all the listeners and all those that are here and watching. And I can encourage you to continue to go to the Eternal Library. .org and learn more. God bless you and keep you and visit you in Jesus' name.